是这个聚集当中的一份子。
And sometimes we are just one out of the people in the gathering.
那这些人们的聚集啊，有时候是非常的有意义的。
And there are some gatherings that have a lot of meaning.
啊，有时候给社会上带来很大的帮助。
And sometimes these gatherings bring a lot of help to society.
啊，但是我们也可以看到，有时候人们的聚集呢，啊，却给社会上啊带来一些祸患。
But then we can also see that some gatherings they bring harm to the society.
啊，所以有时候啊，这个政府呢，啊，会阻止一些人群的聚集。
And so we see that the government sometimes they restrict people from gathering together.
啊，因为有些聚集不会给社会带来好处，反而带来坏处。
Because some gatherings not only do not bring benefit to society, they also bring harm.
那么人也是这种喜欢聚集在一起的，有这样子的倾向。
And we also have this instinct to like being together.
在圣经里头也有很多次提到人们的聚集。
And throughout the Bible, that brings up many times where people gather together.
啊，有些是让我们印象很深刻的。
And some gatherings have a deep impression on us.
比如在创世纪里头提到啊，在这个洪水之后。这个人们呢，他们聚集在一起。
For example, in the book of Genesis, after the flood, the Bible records that people gathered together.
啊，那时候他们讲同样一种语言。
And at that time, they all spoke the same language.
啊，他们想要造一个塔，能够通天，来显扬他们的名。
And then they wanted to gather together to build a tower so that they can that reaches heaven, so that they can proclaim their name.
啊，结果这一次的聚集呢，啊，没有。这个神不喜悦。
But God did not find this gathering pleasing.
啊，结果神就变乱了人们的口音。
And so God changed the languages of mankind.
啊，所以人没有办法，因为言语不同啊，所以就自然的就分散开。
And since there was a difference in languages, then automatically these people naturally would just separate.
在列王记上十八章也提到另外一次人们的聚集。
And in 1 Kings chapter 18, it talks about another time when people gathered together.
那是在以利亚啊，以利亚当先知的时代。
And this was during the time when Elijah was prophet.
啊，那时候这些以色列人，他们离开神，他们从国王一直到百姓啊，拜偶像。
At that time, the Israelites had left God, and so starting from the king to all the other people, they worshipped idols.
神兴起他的先知就是以利亚。
And so God raised up a prophet called Elijah.
啊，以利亚呢，召集这些以色列人到加密山上去。
And so Elijah, he brought all of these Israelite people up to Mount Carmel.
啊，在那边要让百姓分清楚，啊，到底谁是真神。
And up there, he wanted to show them who exactly was the true God.
啊，所以在加密山上，以利亚求神从天上降下火来悦纳他所献的祭物。
And so on Mount Carmel, Elijah prayed to God to send down fire to receive the offering that he had set up.
啊，这些百姓看到神的同在，神的能力彰显在他们当中。
And these Israelites, they saw the power and the mightiness of God among them.
啊，所以百姓就呼喊着说，我们的主是神，耶和华是神。
And so the Israelites cried out that our Lord is God, Yahweh is God.
啊，他们认清楚了。谁才是真神？
And at that time, they knew who was the true God.
有时候人们的聚集甚至是莫名其妙的。
And sometimes when we gather together, it is for very strange reasons.
在以弗所书十九章啊，那边记载，在以弗所这个城市啊，有一次人们也是聚集。
And in the book of Ephesians, it records the time when the Ephesians got together.
啊，这些人们在那边呼喊着、大叫的、喧嚷着。
And these people, they were just yelling aloud.
啊。圣经描述说，很多人不晓得他们为什么在那里喧嚷着什么。
And then the Bible records that there were a lot of people gathering there who did not know what they were yelling about.
哦，因为当时有一个这个做偶像的这个银匠，哦，他起来，哦，因为保罗传福音到那里，很多人信耶稣了，不再拜偶像了，所以他们生意就受影响。
So at that time there was an idol maker, and when Paul came to preach the gospel over there, a lot of people believed in Jesus, and so nobody went to buy idols anymore, so his business was going down.
哦，所以是这个银匠他起来鼓动大家来反对保罗他们。
And it was this idol maker who rose up and got everybody to go against Paul.
啊，但是后来很多人在那边喧嚷着，但是他们不晓得他们为什么聚集。
And so there was a lot of people who were yelling and proclaiming, but they didn't know why they were gathering there.
今天有时候人们也是这个样子。
And today there's a lot of unclear like this also.
有一个人他有一次他在一个这个当趟哈，这个闹市哈，他抬头看，一直看着一栋大楼的哦，大楼的楼顶，他抬头看。
And so there was this one time when a man was in downtown. He lifted up his head to look at the top of a building.
哦，他一直看，一直看，结果后来呢，有人觉得奇怪，他在看什么？我也跟着抬头看。
And so he kept on looking and looking, and some people found this to be strange, so they lifted up their eyes to take a look at that too.
哦，那好像在找什么，在看什么这样子。
And it seemed as though he was looking for something.
哦，结果后来越来越多人聚在那里，要头往上面，在那边不晓得在找什么。
And then more and more people gathered together with their heads up, lifted up, looking for something.
哦，然后这个人他就溜走了。
And then this person left.
哦，就越来越多人在那边抬头，在那边看。
And then more and more people got together to lift up their heads to go to find something.
然后呢，就有人说，哎，你在看什么？
And finally somebody asked, what are you looking for?
啊，他也说，你在看什么？
He also said, well, what are you looking at?
哦，这就是人的有时候这种群众的这种心理哦，盲目的。
And so this is the nature of our heart.
那在历代志下三十章呢，也提到一次人们的聚集。
And in Second Chronicles, it talks about one time when people gathered together.
啊，那是一次蒙神祝福的聚集。
And this was a gathering that was blessed by God.
我们今天早上来查考这一段。
And this is the passage we'll study today.
那是一次以色列人他们守逾越节的聚集。
And that was a time when the Israelites they were gathering together to observe the
Passover.
The Passover.
那我们怎么知道那是一次蒙福的聚集呢
？How do we know that that gathering was one that was blessed?
我们请看历代志下三十章二十一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse
二十一节。
Verse 21。
历代志下三十章二十一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse 21。
在旧约圣经572页历代志下三十章二十一节
Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse 21
二十一节在耶路撒冷的以色列人大大喜乐守除酵节七日利未人和祭司用响亮的乐器日日颂赞神再看二十三节
Also verse 23
二十三节前会众商议要再守节七日仪式欢欢喜喜的又守节七日再看二十五节
Verse 25
二十五节犹大会众众啊祭司地位人并那从以色列地来的会众和聚居的人以及犹大聚居的人尽都喜乐二十六节
26
这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐二十七节
27.
那时祭司利未人起来为民祝福他的声音蒙神垂听他们的祷告达到天上的圣所、啊、从这几节的描述我们可以知道这是一次蒙神祝福的聚集
And so through these verses we can see that this gathering was one that was blessed by God、
啊、这里连续的描写说他们当中充满着喜乐
And here many times it says that there was great joy.
啊，因为神跟他们同在。
And it's because God was with them.
因为他们的祷告达到神那里，他们的祈求蒙神的悦纳。
Because their prayers had reached God and they were pleasing in the eyes of God.
那我们也希望我们每一次的聚集都是蒙福的聚集。
And we also hope that every single one of our gatherings is a gathering that is blessed by God.
我们每个安息日我们在这里聚集。
Every Saturday we get here, we gather here.
我们希望每一次的安息日都是神所祝福的日子。
And we hope that every Sabbath is a day that God will bless.
哦，神本来就是要赐福气给我们。
And God originally wanted to give us blessings.
那我们是不是真的是一个蒙福的聚集呢？
But are we one that is worthy of as a blessed gathering?
我们每一年有两次的灵恩布道会。
Every year we have two spiritual convocations.
我们更希望这个灵恩布道会是蒙神赐福的聚集。
And we hope that this spiritual convocation will be one that is blessed by God.
那么为什么在这里这些以色列人他们蒙神祝福呢
？So why were these Israelites blessed at that time?
我们请看历代志下三十章第一节。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 30 verse 1.
三十章第一节
Chapter 30 verse 1
第一节，西西家差遣人去见以色列和犹大众人，又写信给以法莲和马拿西人，叫他们到耶路撒冷神的殿，向神，向主以色列的神守逾越节。啊，这里提到这个西西家王，他邀请百姓会众到耶路撒冷来守节。
Here it records that Hezekiah, he invited all the people to come to Jerusalem to observe the Passover.
啊，在以色列人的节期里头，这逾越节是很重要的一个节期。
And of all the feasts of the Israelites, the Passover is a very important feast.
啊，这一次西西家王要他们聚集啊，是为了要来守神的神给他神要他们守的逾越节。
And the reason why Hezekiah asked them to gather together was because this was a gathering that God deemed important.
啊，在这个之前，西西家王的父亲哦，他是在列王里头算是一个啊一个不敬畏神的王。
And King Hezekiah's father was accounted as a king who did not worship God.
哦，所以他们不但离开神，甚至拜偶像，也没有在守神的节期。
And so they not only left God and went to worship idols, they also did not keep any of the feasts.
哦，现在西西家王要将百姓带回到正确的路上。
And now King Hezekiah wanted to bring the Israelites back onto the right path.
哦，所以为什么他们蒙福？第一个，他们走在主的道路上面。
And so why were they blessed? First of all, they were walking in the way of God.
哦，今天在新约时代，我们不再守旧约的那些节期。
And today in the New Testament, we do not keep the feasts of the Old Testament.
哦，但是安息日是我们该守的。
But the Sabbath is the day that we need to observe.
好，我们每一年定两个时间来做灵恩布道会。哦，这也是我们好像当时他们在守节一样。
And two times a year we set up this time for spiritual convocation. These are just like the feasts in the Old Testament.
哦，西西家王他守逾越节做蒙神祝福。
And King Hezekiah they observed the Passover and they were blessed by God.
啊，同样的，今天我们愿意聚集一起来敬拜神，那么这一定会蒙神祝福。
And so today, if we are willing to come and gather together, then this will definitely be pleasing in the eyes of God.
但是在旧约圣经里头，有时候先知也责备以色列百姓。
But in the Old Testament, sometimes the prophet also rebuked the Israelites.
啊，说虽然你们守节，虽然你们献祭，但是神不悦纳。
He said that even though you observe the feast and you give sacrifices, God is not pleased with you.
哦，所以守节是重要的，但是怎么来守，这个也是重要的。
And so to observe the feast is very important, but how we observe the feast is even more important.
哦，那为什么这一次的聚集是蒙福的，跟他们怎么来守这个逾越节是有关系的。
And so the reason why this gathering was blessed, it was, has to do with why and how they observe the feast.
啊，第一个呢，他们有做准备。
Number one, they have preparation.
请我们看三十章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 3.
第三节，正夜间他们不能守，因为自节的祭司尚不呼用，百姓也没有聚集在耶路撒冷。哦，本来逾越节是在这个犹太宗教历的这个啊正夜十四日。
And at first the Passover was on the second month.
啊，第一个月哈。
On the first month, on the 14th day, according to the Jewish calendar.
他们的宗教历哈，呀。那但是呢，这里说到说他们还不能守，因为他们还没有准备好。
But here, verse 3 says that they could not keep it at that time because they had not been prepared yet.
哦，所以这个准备工作很重要。
And so preparation work is very important.
哦，他们西西家王发现说日子到了，但是还没有准备好。
And so King Hezekiah found out that the day was here, but they were not prepared yet.
哦，所以他们延后来起开。
And so they postponed it.
哦，这在摩西的律法里头有这样允许他们。
And this is something that is acceptable in Mosaic law.
哦，仓促的来做，倒不如晚一点，然后有做充分的准备。
And it's better to postpone it and have adequate preparation than to just do it in a rush.
哦，今天我们要敬拜神啊，主耶稣告诉我们说要用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
And today when we come to worship God, Jesus tells us that we must worship God with truth and truth and spirit.
哦，神是灵，所以一般来讲我们看不到神。
God is a spirit, and so we normally cannot see God.
啊，但是我们知道，我们奉他的名聚会，他在我们当中。
But we know that when we gather in His name to worship Him, then He is in the midst of us.
哦，假如我们真的认为神是至尊至贵的最伟大的神，
And if we really feel that God is truly the most wondrous God，
我们真的尊重他，那么今天我们要来见他啊，来聚会，我们是不是要好好做准备呢？
And then we know that today we're going to come to meet this to meet this God. Then will we make adequate preparations?
哦，准备我们的身心来朝见神。
And we'll prepare our hearts to come to meet God.
有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们实在有很好的这种敬拜神的精神。
And there are many brothers and sisters who truly have a good spirit behind worshiping God.
过去在台湾，因为大家离教会都很近，好，所以有的骑脚踏车到教会，有的用走路到教会。
And in Taiwan, there are many people who live very close to the church, and some people ride the bicycle, and others would just walk to church.
有一个弟兄哈，他现在年纪很大了啊，一个老弟兄啊，他现在住加州哈。他过去参加聚会的时候，他骑脚踏车，只要骑到这个教会的要进来这个 gate 的地方，他就下来用牵着牵进来。
And there's an old brother, now he's very old, he's in California, but before he used to ride his bike to the church, and then when he got to the gate of the church, he would get off the bicycle and then walk the bicycle in.
哦，他要进这个栏杆的时候，他觉得说我要已经到了神的殿了，他不用骑着进来，他下来用牵着，表示他的这种对神的尊敬。
And he said that, well, since he wanted to feel like he was entering the house of God, so he...Every time he got off his bicycle to show his reverence towards God.
当然不是说每一个人都必须要这样子做，但是要紧的是他的精神。
So it's not to say that every single person had to do this, but what was important was his spirit behind worshiping God.
有个老姐妹她只要安息日完的参加安息日完之后，过了两三天，她就开始问她的家里的人今天是星期几。
And there was an old sister who every time, like 2 or 3 days after the Sabbath, she would start asking her family members, what day is tomorrow?
因为她想要知道明天是不是星期六了。
Because she wanted to know whether or not the next day would be Saturday.
所以她的这些儿孙都很清楚，这个只要安息日过了两三天，她就开始问明天星期几。
And so all her relatives were very clear that after a couple of days after the Sabbath, she would always ask, what day is tomorrow?
明天是星期六了。
And tomorrow, when they say tomorrow is Saturday.
所以在星期五下午呢，这个老姐妹她就开始做准备了。
And so on Friday afternoon, this old sister would start making preparations.
她洗澡，那个洗头发、梳头发，就开始做明天要去聚会的准备。
And so she would take a shower, she would wash her hair, brush her hair, she would make the preparations necessary to go to church tomorrow.
星期六一大早，她就弄得整整齐齐的在那边等着。
And so Saturday morning, she would be all prepared, and she would just wait there.
一直到她离世都是这个样子。
And she did this all the way until her death.
有一个老弟兄，他安息日的时候，他总是坐在最前面。
And there was an old brother who would always sit in the very first row on the Sabbath.
他每一次的聚这个安息日聚会，他一定做笔记。
And every Sabbath service, he would take notes.
他说他很容易听了就忘了，所以他写下来，他回去还要再看一次。
He said that he would very easily forget what he just heard, so he needed to write it down so that he can go back and review it later.
不一定我们需要也是这样子做。
It doesn't mean that we have to do just like these people did.
但是这个精神，尊敬神，尊重神，这个是我们应该去学习的。
But the spirit behind the worshiping God, which is that they have respect for God, this is something that we must learn.
我们请再看30章17节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 17.
十七节，从正月初一日洁净起，初八日到了神的殿堂，用八日的功夫洁净神的殿，到正月十六日才洁净完了。再看22节。
22节
就宰了公牛，祭司对不起哈，我念跳，我念到29章哈。这个17节，我们再看一下哈，30章17节。
30:17。
17节，会中有许多人尚未自洁，所以利未人为一切不洁之人宰逾越节的羊羔，使他们在神面前成为圣洁。然后再看22节。
22:22。
西西家为到一切善于侍奉神的利未人，于是众人吃节宴七日，又献平安祭，且向主他们列神 他们列祖的神啊认罪啊。这里说到他们的准备呢，一方面就是自己洁净自己啊，一方面啊向神认罪。
And here it says that to prepare themselves, they not only sanctify themselves, but they also made confessions for their sins.
哦，这个祭司为这些百姓哦来做献祭的事情啊，来洁净百姓。
And the priests, they would make sacrifices for the Israelites and to sanctify the Israelites.
好，我们知道我们的祭祭要蒙神的祝福哦，必须神愿意在这里同在。
We know that for the gathering to be blessed by God, God must be willing to come and be with us.
哦，那神跟我们人的一个最大的阻碍呢，常常就是人的过患啊，或我们人们的罪。
And the greatest barrier between us and God is our sins.
哦，所以我们要准备自己的心，而且呢，啊，要去反省，要去认罪，要去悔改。
And so we have to prepare our hearts, so we must also think about our sins and to confess of them and to repent.
请参考以赛亚书59:1。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1.
以赛亚书五十九章第一节。
Isaiah 59, verse 1.
第一节，神的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。第二节。
Verse 2.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。为什么神不同在？为什么神不施恩？这里说到，因为人们的过患，人们的罪恶。
Why did God not give blessings? Why was God separated? It says here is because of the sins of mankind.
哦，所以西西家在这一次聚集百姓呢，他留意到这一点。
And so when King Hezekiah he gathered the Israelites, he also remembered this point.
哦，所以他宣告要百姓自洁啊，他也要这些祭司为百姓来献赎罪祭。
And so he said to the Israelites that they needed to sanctify themselves, and the priests would also need to burn offerings for them.
啊，为什么他们的聚集蒙福呢？
And so why was their gathering blessed?
我们请再看回历代志下30:10。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 10.
第十节，异族就由这城跑到那城，传遍了以法莲、马拿西，直到西布伦。那里的人却戏笑他们，讥诮他们。11节。然而亚瑟、马拉西、西布伦中也有人自卑，来到耶路撒冷。12节。神也感动犹大人，使他们一心遵行王与众首领凭神之言所发的命令。啊，这里说到说他们四处的去啊，去邀请大家到耶路撒冷来聚集。
Here it says that they went everywhere to go and invite people to Jerusalem to gather together.
啊，结果就这些人们呢，就聚集在耶路撒冷。
And so these people they did gather together in Jerusalem.
这些聚集的人包括了两种人。
And the people who gathered together included two types of people.
啊，这里说到说有人自卑的、谦卑的来到耶路撒冷。
Here it says that some they humbled themselves to come to Jerusalem.
啊，这些人。存着一个谦卑的心来到耶路撒冷。
And these people that came to Jerusalem with a humble heart.
主耶稣说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God is theirs."
哦，心灵觉得贫穷。
And for those who feel that they are poor in the spirit.
心灵渴慕神的恩典，渴慕神的话语。
It is that their heart is longing after the words of God.
以这样的谦卑的态度来到耶路撒冷。
And you come with a humble heart to Jerusalem.
所以我们要来参加聚会，要来敬拜神，我们要准备这样的心。
And so when we want to come to service, we want to come to meet God, we have to prepare this kind of heart.
让聚会成为一种习惯，这是好的习惯。
And it's a good habit to come to make of coming to church.
啊，但是也不要只是习惯而没有心。
But we cannot make it a habit without any kind of heart involved.
啊，这些人因为他们存着谦卑的心来，所以这个聚集是蒙福的。
These people they came with a humble heart, and so this gathering was blessed by God.
那12节说到说神也感动犹大人来。
And verse 12 it says that the hand of God also touched the people in Judah to come.
啊，有些人是很被动的。
And some people were touched.
啊，所以我们passive 哈。
Some people were passive.
哦，他不会主动的啊，或者已经将聚会 养成是一种习惯。
And these are the people who did not make service as a habit.
哦，这样的人需要被神感动。
And so these people needed to be touched by God.
哦，所以我们为什么需要为弟兄姐妹祷告？
And so why do we need to pray for brothers and sisters?
我们祷告神，求神感动弟兄姐妹。
So we pray to God and ask God to touch these brothers and sisters.
啊，如果没有被神感动，人不是很容易的能够来到教会的。
If we are not touched by God, then it is not very easy to come to church.
啊，因为我们有太多的事情要做，有太多的活动等着我们。
Because we have too many things to do, too many activities waiting for us.
啊，但是一个被神感动的人，他就会来到耶路撒冷。
But one who is touched by God will come to Jerusalem.
啊，所以我们要常常在祷告当中来纪念啊弟兄姐妹这个软弱的、有困难的。
And so during our prayer, we must often remember those brothers and sisters who have weaknesses and difficulties.
啊，求神能够亲自带领他们。
So that God can bring them here.
哦，在这里他们有这两种的人，他们同心的聚集在耶路撒冷。
And so are these two kinds of people gathering here in one heart in Jerusalem.
哦，照着主耶稣所说的，他们奉神的名聚集，神就在他们当中。
And according to what Jesus said, that if they gather there in the name of Jesus, then Jesus will be in the midst of them.
聚集在一起才能够产生力量，才能够产生热。
And so only when people are gathered together can they gain strength.
这个炭火如果把它分散开，很容易就熄灭了。
And if we take a coal and we separate them all, then it's very easy for them to go out.
我们要聚在一起，奉主的名聚在一起。
So we need to all gather together and gather in the name of Jesus.
那么这样子就是一个蒙福的聚集。
And so this will be a gathering that is blessed by God.
我们再看三十章的十四节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 14.
十四节，他们起来，把耶路撒冷的祭坛和烧香的坛，尽都除去，抛在吉伦西中。因为在西西家王之前的那个王啊，他带领百姓拜偶像。
Because the king before King Hezekiah brought all the Israelites to go to worship idols.
所以在犹大地就有很多的这些祭坛、烧香的坛，这个不是献给天上的神，是献给偶像。
And so throughout Jerusalem there were a lot of incense altars, and these altars were to offer incense to idols and not to God.
所以他们不但洁净自己悔改，而且呢，他们在生活当中有所行动。
And so they not only sanctify themselves and confess their sins, but you can see actions in their daily lives.
他们要除掉这个不对的生活、不对的事情。
And they were to get rid of the wrong life and the wrong things.
啊，同样的，今天我们要成为蒙福的聚集，我们也是要留意我们的生活，去改变我们的生活。
And likewise, today, if we want to be a blessed gathering, then we need to change our lives.
我们在生活当中，我们充满着很多计划，而这些计划也是必须的。
Throughout our lives, we have a lot of plans, and these are all necessary plans.
没有计划就通常就不容易成功。
And without a plan, it is very difficult to be successful.
所以计划是必须的，也是对的。
And so to make plans is necessary as well as correct.
但是在我们的计划当中，谁是中心？
But who is in the center of our plans?
我们生活中的许许多多的计划是为了利益自己、荣耀自己，还是我们在计划当中有想到我要荣耀神？
And so all of the plans we make in our life, is it for our own benefit and to glorify ourselves, or do we make plans thinking about God?
想想看我们的生活态度。
And think about our attitude towards life.
我们生活的态度跟我们是一个基督徒这个身份有没有相配？
And our attitude towards life and our status as a Christian, are these complementary?
啊，当你跟人家讲说我是基督徒的时候，
And when you say that I am a Christian,
人家会很惊讶的说你是基督徒啊，一副怀疑的样子呢，还是很有同感说你真的是一个你的生活跟你的身份是相配的。
And so people's response will it be with out of doubt and asking, are you really a Christian? Or will they assure you saying, yes, your life truly reflects as a Christian?
我们的言语是不是像一个基督徒？
And our speech, do we speak as a Christian?
是不是常常充满着温和，常常充满着智慧？
And are we full of gentleness and also wisdom?
我们生活需要有目标。
And we need to have a goal in our life.
我们的目标只放在今生呢，还是我们的目标有不但今生也有这个将来永恒。
And is our goal placed only on this life today, or do we have a goal set for this life as well as our eternal life?
我们从这几方面去 去思想，我们就知道我们过的生活是蒙神喜悦的，还是不能够蒙神喜悦。
And so from these things, we can think whether or not our life is one that is pleasing in the eyes of God.
当时这些以色列人他们过着不对的生活，现在他们回头过对的生活。
At that time, the Israelites they did not lead a life pleasing in the eyes of God, but now they have changed. They have come back.
哦，所以他们把这些祭坛，把这些这个烧香的坛都抛在吉伦溪中。
And so they took the incense altars and then they cast them into the brook Kidron.
所以我们要把不对的生活把它去除掉。
And so we need to take those things that are wrong in our lives and get rid of them.
好像把它丢到吉伦溪里头。
It is just like throwing it into the brook Kidron.
我们不要再过那样的生活。
We do not want to lead a life like that again.
啊，神，靠着神的帮助过着对的生活。
And through the help of God, we will lead a correct life.
为什么这是一次蒙福的聚集？
So why was this a gathering that was blessed by God?
我们请看三十章十五节。
Let's look at chapter 30 verse 15.
十五节，二月十四日，宰了逾越节的羊羔，祭司和利未人觉得惭愧，就洁净自己，把燔祭奉到神的殿中。啊，这里说到利未人，他们把这个祭物奉到神的殿中。
And here it says that the Levites, they brought the burnt offerings to the house of God.
献祭给神。
And they offered it to God.
这个在新约啊，这个献祭的事情已经成全在耶稣的身上。
And in the New Testament, this burnt offering has already been fulfilled in the body of Jesus.
所以今天我们不再宰杀牛羊来献祭。
And so today we do not go and slaughter lambs to go and sacrifice.
今天我们也不再烧香。
And today we also do not burn incense.
但是启示录告诉我们，我们的祷告就好像在烧香，就好像在献祭。
But in the book of Revelation, it tells us that our prayers are just like the incense, and our prayers are also like burnt offerings.
那个约翰说，圣徒所烧的香，那个香就是圣徒的祷告。
And John tells us that the fragrance of the incense, these are the prayers of the saints.
所以在我们的聚集要充满着祷告的声音。
And so within our gathering, it must be full with sounds of prayer.
在我们聚会前、聚会后的祷告，用我们的心灵来做祷告。
And so the prayer before and after service, we all must use our heart to pray.
如果我们能够的话，我们也找机会自己做祷告。
And if it's possible, we must find time to make prayer by ourselves.
那在十五节呢？有这个记载呢，也非常的奇特。
And in verse 15, it also records a very
非常的
very strange, very special situation.
在下半句说，祭司跟利未人他们觉得惭愧。
It says the priests and the Levites were ashamed.
这利未人、祭司他们是百姓宗教的，等于是宗教的领袖，带领宗教的事情。
And the priests and the Levites were like the leaders of religion among the Israelites.
但是这里说他们觉得惭愧。
But here it says that they were ashamed.
他们没有成为带领的，没有成为带领，反而是这些百姓来激动他们。
Because they were not a leader to the Israelites, rather these Israelites were the ones who touched them.
所以百姓激励的这些工人。
And so with the Israelites who touch these workers.
所以呢，我们不要轻看我们每一个人。
And so we should not look lightly upon every one of us.
不要觉得说我又不是负责人，我也不是长老、执事或者传道者。
And so we should not say, well, I'm not a church council member, or I'm not a deacon or elder or pastor.
你也可以感动这些神的工人。
You can also touch these workers of God.
其实我们每一个人都，我们都是人。所以我们其实是互相作用的。
Naturally, since we're all people, then we all benefit each other.
我们发起热心，神的工人呢也会被我们带动。
And so if we are fervent, then the workers of God will also be brought up by us.
像这里这些祭司立位人，他们觉得惭愧。
And here, the priests and the Levites, they were ashamed.
百姓这么热切的在拜神，我们怎么这么的软弱冷淡？
And these Israelites, they're so fervent in worshiping God, how can we be so cold?
所以这些祭司立位人他们也就发起热心来。
And so these priests and Levites, they were also fervent.
所以我们是互相的啊，你们也可以，你们的生活也能够激励传道者，激励执事。
And so we are just saying the life of a regular believer can touch and move the life of a pastor.
好，我们互相帮助，在信仰的道路上面，大家互相扶持。
And we should help each other in the life of our spiritual life. We need to serve each other.
啊，真的，我也是有这样的感觉。
And I have felt this before too.
啊，我的一篇道理，不但只是会在一个地方讲，有时候会在别的地方讲。
And when I prepare a sermon, I not only speak it in one location, sometimes I speak it in many different locations.
啊，同样的一篇道理，有时候在某我们会去讲的，觉得说，哎，好像很有力量。
And the same sermon, if I speak it in one location, sometimes I feel, wow, it's so powerful.
啊，所以我想到另外一个地方的时候，想说，哦，我来讲，再讲一次。
And so when I go somewhere else, I feel, well, maybe I'll just say the same sermon again.
啊，但是有时候讲下来，觉得怎么不一样。
But then after the sermon is done, and I feel, well, this is different.
哦，所以我想这跟我个人有关系，跟会众应该也有关系。
And so I feel that this it has to do with myself as well as the congregation.
哦，所以我们会众啊，会影响到这些圣工人员。
And so the congregation affects the holy workers.
好，请我们再看三十章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 21.
二十一节，在耶路撒冷的以色列人大大喜乐。守除酵节七日，利未人和祭司用响亮的乐器，日日颂赞神。啊，他们之所以蒙福啊，在这里提到说他们颂赞神。
And here the reason why they were blessed by God is because they praised the Lord.
哦，这个祷告、唱诗、赞美神，这个都是一种的崇拜。
And prayer, singing hymns, and praising God, these are a form of worship.
哦，所以我们的唱诗用我们的心来唱。
And so when we sing hymns, we must sing from our heart.
我们应该都喜欢来唱诗。
We must all love to come to sing hymns.
啊，希望我们的唱诗不是好像是为了要等人，哦，所以等大家来到，所以我们啊唱两首诗。
And so I hope that hymn singing is not just a form of waiting for people to come. Since we're waiting for people to come to church, we sing two hymns.
哦，我们的唱诗是在赞美，是在敬拜。
Instead, our prayer is a prayer of praise and thanksgiving.
哦。相信当时他们那个大家这样日日颂赞神，那个气氛、那个场面，一定是非常的有力量，非常的感动人的。
And here it says that they praise the Lord day by day. I feel that that time should have been one that was very powerful and one that touched many people.
啊，希望我们人人都看重唱诗赞美神。
And I hope that many all of us will see the importance of singing hymns to praise God.
我们都能够找机会练习唱诗。
And we can all find time to go and sing hymns.
哦，在我们平常聚会的时候，我们所唱出来的就是有哦各部的人在那边哦一起，有的唱第二部，唱第三部、第四部。
And so every time when we have singing hymns in service, then we can all sing different parts.
哦，唱诗不是哦，不要只是好像变成形式。
And so singing hymns should not just become a formality.
将来在天上也是充满着颂赞的。
And later on in heaven, it is also filled with praises.
请看启示录第四章第八节。
Okay, Revelation chapter 4, verse 8.
启示录四章第八节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse
8. 第八节，四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。第九节。
Verse 9.
每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远远远者的时候。第十节。
Verse 10.
那二十四位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：十一节。
Verse 11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。好，这约翰看到天上的景象。
And here John saw what happened in heaven.
我在天上充满着敬拜跟颂赞。
And heaven is filled with praise and worship.
我们要在地如天，我们就是要过着这样的生活。
And if we want this earth, our life on this earth to be like the one in heaven, then we need to lead this kind of life.
在教会里头有颂赞的歌声。
And in church, there must be sounds of hymn singing and praise.
啊，在我们的生活当中有颂赞的歌声。
And also through our life, we must have the sound of praises.
在我们的家庭里头有颂赞的歌声。
And through our house, we must also have sounds of praises.
这样我们就上帝如天了。
And so we will be like in heaven in this world.
这是一个蒙福的聚集。
So this is a blessed gathering.
因为除了他们充满的喜乐之外呢，还有几件事情。
Because aside from just being filled with joy, they also had many different things.
请看三十章二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 30, verse 23.
二十三节，全会众商议，要在守节七日，于是欢欢喜喜的又守节七日。啊，他们每一个人的心都被打开了。
Here, all of their hearts were opened.
啊，因为在节日他们聚集的时候，祭司会为他们来啊宣读神的这些律法。
Because at the feast, in the beginning, the priest will read the laws of God.
他们喜爱神的律法。
And they love to hear the laws of God.
所以他们商量说，我们再守节七日。
And so they agreed to keep the feast another 7 days.
当我们心被打开之后，我们会喜爱神的话语。
And when our hearts are open, we will love to listen to the word of God.
一个蒙神的蒙福的聚集，会让人们觉得说要。喜欢聚会，喜欢听神的话语。
And so a blessed gathering is one where people feel like they love to listen to sermons and listen to the word of God.
我们再看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
二十七节，那时祭司立位人起来为民祝福，他们的声音蒙神垂听，他们的祷告达到天上的圣所。啊，这里说到他们喜欢祷告，因为他们祷告有功效。
Here it says that they like to pray because their prayer has results.
在他们当中充满着神的灵的力量。
And among them was filled with the power of God.
因为神的灵充满在他们当中，大家就互相彼此的得到造就，彼此得到鼓励。
And since the Spirit of God was among them, they were all mutually edified.
所以这是一个蒙福的聚集。
And so this was a gathering that was blessed by God.
我们再看十三节。
Let's get verse 13.
十三节，二月有许多人在耶路撒冷聚集，成为大会。要守除酵节，啊，这里说他们聚集了很多的人，成为一个大会。
And here it says that they gathered together to make a very great congregation.
他们的聚集是要敬拜神、亲近神。
And their congregation was gathered to draw closer to God and to worship God.
因为神在他们当中，他们就成为了一个非常活泼、有力量、有造就的一个团契。
And since God was in the midst of them, they became a congregation that was very alive and that was had a lot of hope.
但是我们每一次的安息日聚会都是这个样子。
And I hope that every Sabbath gathering will be like this one.
至少我们的灵恩布道会要是这个样子。
At least our spiritual convocation should have this kind of feel.
我们灵恩布道会就要到了。
Our spiritual convocation is about to come.
所以我们要献上我们的时间。
And so we must give up of our time.
从一月六号晚上一直到一月九号下午。
From the night of January 6th through the afternoon of January 9th.
我们将这段时间把它分别出来。
And we must take this time to separate this time.
一月七号是星期五。
January 7th is a Friday.
学校已经开学了，我们也上班的人也要上班。
And school will be in session, and those who need to work also need to work.
所以在排按工作表的时候，我不晓得一月七号是要排整天的呢，还是要排半天。
And so when I was looking at the schedule for January 7th, I wasn't sure whether to plan for the whole day or just half a day.
我们不要勉强，但是我们尽力的，如果能够请假的，能够尽量请假，在星期五，来参加这个灵恩会。
And so we don't need to force ourselves, but if at all possible, we need to take Friday off to come to the spiritual convocation.
在我们能够参加的时间里头，我们准备一个安静的心。
And so for the time that we can gather for the spiritual convocation, then we need to prepare a quiet heart.
我们能够专心的、安静的、虚心的一起在这里来敬拜神，来学习道理。
And so that we can gather here with a quiet heart and a humble heart to learn the word of God.
在灵恩会当中，我们也会有比较多的祷告。
And also during spiritual convocation, we'll have more prayers.
我们准备我们的心能够深入的去做祷告。
So we must prepare our hearts so that we can make deep prayers.
能够恳切的祷告啊，让我们真的能够看到我们的一些过患、一些不是。
And so when we pray, that we can see our sins and wrongdoings.
然后我们才能够在神面前来认罪，然后主耶稣来，来除掉我们的这些过患。
only then can we confess of these sins in front of Jesus, and so He can forgive us of our sins.
我们准备献上我们的力量。
And we must be prepared to offer our strength.
好，让我们能够从头参加到尾。
So that we can attend the spiritual congregation from the beginning to the end.
啊，不但自己来参加，也能够全家都来参加。
And so we can not only come by ourselves, but we can come with our entire family.
啊，不但在这里领受，也愿意在这里来服侍。
And so not only are we here to receive, but we are also here to serve.
啊，一些需要大家分担的工作啊，大每一个人都分担一些。
And there's some work that needs to be distributed, then we are all willing to accept this work.
主耶稣将他的所有献在十字架上。
Jesus gave his all on the cross.
啊，今天我们也一样的将我们的所有啊来献上。
And so today, likewise, we take our all to offer it to God.
啊，耶稣将他的意志，将他的身体，将他的感情，所有的一切来献上了。
And Jesus took his will, his body, his emotions, everything, and he offered it to God.
我们今天我们也需要我们生活身体的每一个部分都得到力量，得到更新。
And so today we hope that every single part of our body will receive strength and be renewed.
所以在灵恩会的时候，我们献上一切。
And so during spiritual convocation, let us offer our all.
啊，在旧约时代，这个神的节期，这是神看为大、看为重要的事情。
In the Old Testament, the feasts of God were things that God viewed as important things.
啊，所以他不希望他的百姓忽略了。
And so God did not want his people to neglect these.
啊，今天神看为重的事情，我们不要忽略了。
And so today, the things that God deems important, we should not look lightly upon them.
啊，从我们的经验里头，我们知道灵恩布道会是神特别施恩祝福的时间。
And so from our experiences, we know that the spiritual convocation is a time when God blesses us.
啊，所以我们不要神所看重的，我们不要忽略了。
And so we should not neglect the things that God deems important.
啊，更何况我们每一个人都生活在现实的生活里头。
And even more so, we all live in this present life.
我们每一个人有工作，有我们的学业。
And we have work, or we have a job to school to attend to.
啊，我们有我们的家庭，我们有我们需要相处的人。
And we have a family, and we also have people that we need to relate with.
在这现实的生活里头，有时候让我们。啊，或充满着一些。灰心无力的事情。
And so sometimes in this present life, we feel that it is just full of burdens and discouragement.
啊，所以我们需要再充实，再重新再得到力量。
And so we need to be here to be recharged to gain new strength.
我们最后看30章第10节。
Let's turn to chapter 30, verse 10.
第十节，异族就由这城跑到那城，传遍了以法莲、马拿西，直到西布伦，那里的人却戏笑他们，讥诮他们。11节。然而亚瑟、马拿西、西布伦中也有人自卑，来到耶路撒冷。我们看到人们不同的反应。
We can see the different kind of reactions of people.
啊，这里说到有人呢，就戏笑他们，讥诮他们。
Here it says that some laughed them to scorn and mocked them.
啊，不看重这个邀请。
And they did not realize the importance of this invitation.
哦，所以他们没有来到耶路撒冷，所以他们跟这一次的蒙福当然就没有份。
And so they did not come to Jerusalem, and so they were not blessed with this congregation in Jerusalem.
哦，我们今天怎么来看待安息日？怎么来看待灵恩布道会？这是随我们自己的意愿。
And so today, how we look upon spiritual convocation, how we look upon the Sabbath is up to us.
哦，好像在这里，人们可以有两种的反应。
Just like us, just like them, they can have two different reactions.
啊，但是我们要知道的是，那个结果是不一样的。
But what we need to realize is that there are two different results.
我们要不要跟神的恩典、跟神的福气有份呢？
Do we want to have part with the blessings of God?
那就看我们怎么来敬拜神，怎么来参加这些盛会。
And this is dependent on how we come to worship God and how we attend these holy convocations.